Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duca. Bab Duca here, with something I'm going to call flip switchers. These are mental tricks that you can use to keep yourself from spiraling into a negative mood. Of the many helpful cards that I keep in my wallet, there are things like, quit shitting all over yourself, phrases like, it's not a circle, it's a spiral, and this one that I've been using a lot, hence the name Flip Switchers. It's just the word guilt spelled out with an initial or a dot in between each letter. Guilt, and there's actually a name for this, but I don't remember what you call this. It's not an acronym. Maybe it's an acronym. Guilt. G-U-I-L-T. Guilt unleashes incredibly lame thoughts. I call it a flip switcher because it flips a negative word and gets you to think. It stops the process of spiraling downward before it begins. And I got to thinking about some other ones that I like. And here they are. Flip switchers. Anxiety. A-N-X-I-E-T-Y. Anxiety. Anxious needs Xerox ignorant emotions that yell. Shame. S-H-A-M. E. Shame. Shame has a malevolent energy. Or some hives are medically explainable. Anger. A. N. G. E. R. Anger negates good emotions randomly. Terror. T. E. R. R. O. R. Terror. Terror enables really wrong obsessive reactions. Despair. D. E. S. P. A. I. R. Despair. If despair of pants don't fit, don't worry. You can always go to the dumpster behind the thrift store and grab another one. Disgust. D-I-S-G-U-S-T. Disgust incites some gross undiagnosed spinal tumors. Fear. F-E-A-R. Fright envelops all reason. And then poops it out, leaving you with an irrational emotional bowel movement your mind toilet cannot digest. It keeps you from seeing the hummingbird feeder outside your window. Insecurity. I-N-S-E-C-U. Oh, I'm going to start over. Insecurity. I-N-S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y. Insecurity. Inspect negative self emotions cautiously, understandingly. Really. I thank you. Sad. S-A-D. Serial anger denial. They say that depression is anger turned inward. That's why I say sad equals serial anger denial. Shy. Now, I have two for this one. S-H-I. Stop hurting yourself. And also, shy. S-H-I. Oh, I mean, why? And also, shy. S-H-Y. When you're feeling shy, remember this phrase. Say, how you doing? S-H-Y. That's all you have to say to get a conversation started. Say, how you doing?
Note, I've learned it's best not to sneak up behind someone and then yell this into their ear. The person you're speaking to could be an older woman with a heart condition or a large Samoan youth with a propensity to put his massive hand over your face and then shove you away real, real hard. Hopelessness. H. O. You know, I'm just going to go all the way because I'm thinking it's taking too much time. Hopelessness. Hey. Oh, please excuse. Let's everyone simmer. Stop. No! Everyone stop swearing. Panic. Panic allows negative instincts. Crazy. Should. Should hurts our understanding of life's decisions. Or, if you don't like that one, here's another. Should. Stop. Hold on. Let's don't. Hate. Hey, are these empty? These refers to jugs of love and compassion. And if you're in the act of hating, then the answer is yes. Dumb. Don't underestimate myself, Bob. Slob. Stop lancing old boils, Bob. You know it's going to leave boil oil in your suede dog bed. Low self-esteem. Leave off worrying. Stop examining low back fat every Tuesday. Emergency! Emergency! Mellow out. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production. Co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.